Yes, absolutely. Just to catch your listeners up, the president named three people to the National Labor Relations Board last year when the Senate was out, but technically still in session. They do this thing where they, you know, they're on holiday break, but they come in every 3 days and have a little session and say they're still here so that the president can't do this recess appointment thing. After he did this, Lee led like a year-long protest, kind of a lonely protest, usually only had maybe one or two senators that would vote with him, against every single nominee that the president had, in an effort to like draw attention to what Lee was saying was completely unconstitutional. And yesterday, the entire Supreme Court, all nine justices, said that Obama was wrong, and essentially that Lee was right. And so Lee's pretty happy about this, and he feels a little vindicated in his protest and is hoping that this sends a message to the president that he needs to actually work with Congress and go through Congress and not act unilaterally.
So these recess appointments are essentially now unconstitutional. They can't be done in the future. Are any of them from the past in question, do you know?
Yeah, so essentially, because they're a recess appointment, they expired after 18 months anyway. But the point is now you have this 18-month window where these recess appointments were in place, where these folks were in place, and they made decisions at the labor board that can now be challenged and possibly overturned because they shouldn't have been there in the first place.
All right, Lee vindicated in his protest. Hey, Thomas, speaking of the Supreme Court, it looks like Utah's fight against gay marriage may be the case that the high court ends up taking up. And you point out that this is a little bit ironic.
Yeah, I've heard that a few times this week here in Washington. Many people, especially, you know, after the show like shows like Big Love and other polygamy shows, still think Utahns practice polygamy. So, you know, people have walked up to me and joking how is Utah now standing up for, quote unquote, traditional marriage? Seriously, though, it will be interesting to see how the state proceeds, either to ask for a full review by the 10th Circuit or go straight to the high court. But Utah really could be the deciding case on whether gay marriage is legalized nationwide. And it's kind of fascinating that Utah will be the one, you know, actually taking this to the high court, it looks like. Just a reminder, though, Utah's, you know, been this kind of place before. Your listeners probably remember Utah was the 36th and final state needed to ratify the amendment to end prohibition. So, you know, maybe in some ways people think of Utah as backwater, but we're leading in some very important issues.
Well, you bring up ending prohibition. That was an ironic thing for Utah to have led on in itself.
Yes, exactly.
That's another conversation. Thomas, Representative Jason Chaffetz was in Baltimore this week. He was touring the inner city. Is Chaffetz planning a move?
No, but, you know, it was very interesting. I joined the congressman in Baltimore who was there with Congressman Elijah Cummings. Elijah Cummings is the ranking Democrat on the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And Congressman Chaffetz, of course, is in line to be the chairman of that Oversight Committee. So the idea is now they're going to visit each other's districts and try to learn about each other and who the people they represent, what issues, you know, each has in their district that their constituents face. So this was an effort, kind of a, you know, get to know you, but also to understand that they are different people. Baltimore, of course, is a you know, largely Black community, high unemployment rate, crime problems. Provo, you know, in other ways, has its own issues that are not the same as they are in Baltimore. So, you know, these guys are almost from polar opposite districts, but going to be working together probably next year.
Does this mean that we'll see a Provo version of The Wire anytime soon?
I'm not sure how that would go, but that'd be an interesting show. I think that that Congressman Cummings is going to come to Provo later this year, the tour of Chaffetz's district, and Chaffetz is already figuring out that the congressman has to try a Crown Burger and maybe go to Hires and you know, do all those things that Chaffetz loves to do.
Sounds like an interesting partnership. Thomas, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, Roger.